back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. And as I mentioned in the first hour, RBN is struggling financially and is conducting a pledge drive. And you may help by contributing to the pledge drive. Just call 800-724-2719 or go to republicbroadcasting.org. Our guest today is Glendine Grant. She has two websites, jessiefoster.ca. That's JessieFoster, jessiefoster.ca, and jessiefoster.blogspot.com. And we will take calls after the next break at 800-313-9443. Jessie had an association with Peter Todd, who was basically a known criminal. And the police have really kind of just left him alone. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, they say they don't have enough to arrest him. We've always considered him like he should be considered a suspect or at least a person of interest, but they consider him somebody who's been cooperative. I mean, here's how he has cooperated. We last talked to Jessie March 28, 2006. After an everyday communication between herself, myself, and her three sisters, and many other people, stepmom and lots of friends, stepsisters. So she kept a constant communication, which I believe was so that if that communication stopped, we would be alerted right away by it, is what I believe was her ultimate reason. Besides, of course, wanting to talk to us. I know, so we've got this going on. Now, March 28th, she talks to her sister about an upcoming trip. And says, I'll talk to you tomorrow, and we never heard from her again since. And we knew right away, so we all started phoning her, leaving her messages that first day. And it took us one day for us, out of concern, to fill up her voicemail. And so we ended up calling the police. The police said, oh, you can't do anything about it. I mean, she's an adult. The normal things you get, especially so quick. So then we ended up trying to get a hold of Peter Todd, trying to get a hold of Angel Hubrexpin, who was the girl that Jessie gave me her phone number to when she first went down there. I had said, I need another contact number if there's any reason I can't get a hold of your number. I I don't want to sound dramatic because it wasn't like a premonition, but I said to her like a dramatic mother, if you ever went missing, where would I start looking for you? I need another number. And so she gives me this girl's number. So I'm trying to call her, and I'm trying to call this so-called fiance, which is now we know is a known pimp to the police. And we ended up getting nothing but voicemail. I kept trying and trying. I had a friend who said to me one time, why don't you try blocking your number and calling? And I said, well, that would be good idea if I thought, that they were involved, or if I, why won't they be answering my call? But I decided to do it, and both of them answered my call as soon as I called them.
Goodness. That is very significant.
Very, very. Considering, too, Yvonne tells me I have the wrong number, even though she asked me a couple questions about, how long has it been since I heard from my daughter, which, enough to, for a wrong number, wouldn't even ask one question, right? So
sure.
Then when I got a hold of Peter Todd, he's trying to tell me that by the time we get a hold of Peter Todd, it was April 4th, today, exactly. Mm. Okay, April 4th is today. I just, and that was the date that we finally got a hold of Peter Todd 6 years ago. Peter Todd tells us that Jessie left him on April 2nd, that he came home. He told me three different stories, but basically what he had said, though they all varied, was that when he came home one day, she was gone and all of her stuff was gone with her. The only thing she left behind was her hair dryer and her makeup, is what he said.
Right.
Well, we know
the girl's going to do that.
Exactly.
All righty, we do have to take a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes with our wonderful guest today, Glendine Grant.
Berkey P. purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Glendine Grant, and her websites are jessiefoster.ca and jessiefoster.blogspot.com. And we will take calls at 800-313-9443. And you were talking about Peter Todd, that he had said, well, she left on April 2nd, and she took everything except her makeup and her hair dryer, which is ridiculous because a young woman would never leave those things behind.
Exactly. And that's a thing that I think he regrets really, really a lot, is saying that because as a guy, it didn't mean a thing to him, right? Because, see, here's what I think happened. I do think there's a reason why the hair dryer and the makeup were there. I think because Jessie was already packed because she was going to leave, whether she was leaving for good or coming, you know, which is what they might have thought, or just coming here for a vacation, which is what we thought, you know, all of her things were packed. However, her hair dryer and her makeup would still be sitting in the bathroom, you know, pretty much waiting for her to get up in the morning and have a shower and use them. And once she used them, they would have ended up packed in her suitcase, and they would have been already packed if she had of herself, you know, left on her own. What I think is she was taken, and because she was taken by more than likely by a male, the male didn't even consider the hair dryer and the makeup being any significance at all, let alone a huge one. I think that he regrets very much so saying that that stuff was still there. Because right away I said, okay, if her hair, dye, or makeup's there right now, you call the cops right now. And he kind of, you know, from that moment on, I knew there was only one reason for Jesse's belongings to be gone and those items to be left. And that's because those items were still in the bathroom when she was taken.
And
she was taken in the middle of the night or, you know,
yes.
Sometime, right, before or even when she got up in the morning.
Now, when did the police ever really investigate Peter Todd, or do you think that maybe he's paid them off?
Well, I don't really know. I mean, I would hate to even consider that somebody paid off the cops, you know, that in my daughter's case. But like I said, I you know, who knows what happened. But what I do know is that they went to his house on April 9th, finally. I mean, it was not until the 9th that they even allowed me to file a report. And the reason for that, they said, is because Jesse's father had been in Mexico. Now, one of the reasons Jesse was coming back to Canada is because she was coming back for her stepsister's wedding reception. Her stepsister was down in Mexico getting married right at the time Jesse went missing. Her dad, her stepmom. So the police said, well, Jesse might have decided at the last minute to go down there. I said, well, no, she wouldn't have. She already had a flight booked to come to up here to Kamloops. But because there was no way to guarantee that she didn't go, we had to wait till they came back. And that was on April 9th. So we've got from the 29th of March to April 9th. Okay. So during that time, when the police went there on April 9th, because they did, they called up Peter Todd and said, we got a report that she's missing. Can we come over? He said, sure, come on over. And they get to the door and they go, can we come in? He goes, sure, come on in. They come in, they look up and down, they look around, the house is neat and clean, and they go, thank you. And they say, he has been so cooperative. Well, you know what? He had 11 days to clean up a house if the house was tussled up in a fight. He had 11 days to clean up a mess if Jesse was murdered there. They didn't come in with luminol. They didn't come in with dogs. They didn't look under baseboards. They just looked and saw a nicely kept house. Well, this was a new house. Of course it was nicely kept. It was a nice, new, beautiful, big house. So, you know, to me, it's just ridiculous to say that he was cooperative. They again brought him and his so-called estranged wife, Trish Van Arsdale. She goes by the name Sierra. They brought her in, the two of them in to question them. And the exact wording that I was given is, well, those two are married to their story, meaning that they didn't think that no matter what was, ever said to them, that they would ever change what they said. Doesn't mean they believed them. It just means that they are married to their story. And, so if you've got a nice clean house and a couple whose stories aren't going to budge, that means there's absolutely nothing we can do on this case. Apparently.
Now, Peter Todd has a record, doesn't he?
Oh, that's why, that's the first thing we found out was that he has a record for spousal abuse. So right off the bat, we knew that he didn't have any qualms about hitting somebody. Jesse actually told us, one time that Peter, because they were going to come up to Canada. She said, oh, Peter couldn't get across the border. The reason Peter couldn't get across the border, she says, is because he's got a spousal abuse charge against him, conviction against him. Oh, and Mom, that's such a crock because, the two of them were fighting and she was freaking out and the police came and somebody had to take the rap. So he was being a man about it and he went with the police so that they didn't take her. Bull! Jesse, at the time she told us that, she was 21 years old. She was, as dense as a 21-year-old can be when it comes to being blind, love being blind, and it's heartbreaking because when your job is to make a young girl fall in love with you and you've got money and you've got all the right, things to say and all the right moves, well, obviously, these girls are going to fall for you. And that's what happened. I mean, there's Professor Perrin in that book, Invisible Chains. Jesse's case is written about in it. And he's also got a thing in it called love bombing. Love bombing is where these pimps will make these women fall in love with them. It can take less than 2 weeks. It can take less than 72 hours to brainwash a young person. It takes less than 2 weeks to make some poor young girl, some poor young sucker, think that these guys are madly in love with you, will do anything for you, and by the time they've got that, they've swept you away, they've usually alienated you from your families and friends, which means, you know, with Jesse being in another country, that's pretty alienated. They've got nowhere to turn. Once it gets physical, they're too afraid to leave. I had the woman who runs the escort agency that Jesse was forced to work at tell me when I spoke to her that Jesse was afraid to leave. She said, little girl, you need to leave. Go back home to Canada where you belong. And Jesse said, I'm afraid. I'm too afraid to leave. Well,
and he did break her jaw. She was in the hospital.
There was a, there's hospital records that Jesse was hospitalized with a broken jaw. We, you know, of course, there's never been any proof as to who did it, but, you know, she, right after her jaw was broken, she's out there, you know, down on the strip working as a, you know, as a sex worker, a sex trade worker, getting arrested. She was arrested once in June, which was right after she was taken to Las Vegas, right after she moves in with this guy, which was in June when she moves in with this guy. So like I say, 2 weeks, right? Her birthday, she's taken there on May 13th. Her 21st birthday is May 27th, 2 weeks later. And by June 4th or something like that, she's been arrested for solicitation. Well, the next thing we know, in the record, she's arrested four more times before she even goes to court for that once. I thought either Jesse was trying to get arrested in the hopes of maybe getting sent back to Canada, or you know what? She's just the stupidest prostitute in all of Las Vegas for getting arrested five times in a couple of months. Because to me, she was trying. I think she was trying to get arrested. I think she was thinking. And I don't blame her for thinking that way, but I think she was thinking if they keep arresting me, they're finally going to say, get out of our country. But you know what? Instead of sending her home, they kept sending her back to him. He'd pick her up. He'd bail her out. He'd use the same bail bonds company every time. And when Jesse went missing, she still had a court date due, which, of course, now the police are saying, oh, she didn't want to go to court. Well, you know what? That's the least of her worries. I would love for her to get picked up and arrested and taken to jail because at least she would be safe in there. And as a matter of fact, when her bail came due because she'd missed her court, I'm contacted by a bail bondsman who's, I should say a bounty hunter who's working for this bail bonds company. He's contacted me. He's saying, okay, we need to get find your daughter because your daughter owes us so much money. And I said, well, yeah, let's find her. And then I told him the case about her. When Jesse's bail was due and they had to pay it out, he contacted me and asked me if he could help work on Jesse's case now because he was no longer under a conflict of information from the company where her bail was held.
Oh, and that's interesting.
Very interesting. Very interesting. And, you know, then our communication broke off for a time, and then he contacted me again, and he said, you know, I've never been able to stop thinking about Jesse, and I just want you to know, we may not communicate, but don't let that time fool you. I'm still, you know, looking for your daughter. And I don't doubt it, you know. He doesn't have a reason to you know, call me back months later and tell me that, you know. And even if he did do it, say, even if he was working for these guys and it was all just a game, that it doesn't matter. I mean, there's nothing that he was told or given that wasn't given to anybody else out there. Everything about Jesse's case is out there in the open for people who want to help, who want information. I'm not holding anything back. And the reason I'm not holding anything back is because I don't want it to come out later, oh, well, Jesse's mom lied about this, or Jesse's mom held that information back, so now we can't trust this. You know, so there's nothing. There's nothing that's held back. There's nothing that's been ever lied about, exaggerated about. And I think it's because of that that Jesse's case has become such a trusted case, and why I do get calls from women in Las Vegas and around the country of United States saying, I knew Jesse in Las Vegas. They usually say, before I tell you anything, you have to promise me that you'll never, ever repeat what I'm going to tell you because I'm afraid. And I guarantee that I won't, because I'm not going to trade Jesse's safety for someone else. I wouldn't.
Wow.
I wouldn't do that. I would not.
Wow. All righty. We do have to go to a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Glendine Grant, and her websites are jessiefoster.ca and jessiefoster.blogspot.com. We are taking calls at 800-313-9443. And so you have had people contact you, women who have contacted you and told you that they knew Jesse in Las Vegas?
I certainly have, and I've had them tell me things. There was one in particular was where we were told about a time where Jesse had her hand cut by Trish Van Arsdale in a parking lot. She was jealous of Jesse being with Peter. Jesse had told us about that, and when we told the police about that when she went missing, their comment about that incident was, well, that's hearsay. Yet we still had a woman who contacted us and said, telling me different things. And at one point she said, and I remember this time where Jesse came in and her hand was all bleeding. And, you know, she told us who did it. And I said, well, you know, well, would you be willing to tell the police that? And she said, well, I've already contacted them. They've never called me back. So I started contacting them. She was willing to go under hypnosis in case there was something that maybe she didn't, you know, remember, because it was 3 years into Jesse's disappearance at that time. And I tried to find somebody who could get that, you know, that we could find somebody else that might do the hypnotism. And I couldn't, you know, I just couldn't get any help on that. And now, you know, she's sort of gone back into the woodwork again, which I don't blame her. You know, it was frightening enough for her to come out. And then it just looked like a, just looked like a game. It looked like nobody even cared, you know. And it just, you know, it's just another incident, though, where I just decided that there's nothing I can do about it, you know. So I'm not going to let it stop me from anything. What I'm going to do is just make it one more thing I'm going to remember about another roadblock that we got stuck with.
Sure.
You know?
It's not really fair, really.
We're doing so much, and then we get those types of roadblocks. And where do they come from? The police.
Yes. That's why I have a great deal of suspicion about that and about their association with the underground, with the human trafficking. I mean, you can't get away with this much crime, particularly in a relatively small place, without some complicity with the local officials. I mean, it just isn't going to happen. And when you look at the criminality in most countries, you find that it takes government to actually help it to happen. And the government usually benefits from it.
That's really a very, very, very sad testimony, you know, when you think about it, too, because, you know, we don't really have any other option but to depend on our government and to depend on our officials. But when, I mean, I'm not even talking about proof of them doing anything wrong. Even if all we mentioned was their lack of doing anything, you know, that in itself, I mean, but you know, everything else on top of it, yeah, you know, the roadblocks and the telling me, you know, media's not going to want to help and don't bother with media and all these things on top of their just not doing anything, those things, you know, those are what makes me wonder the most, you know, why, if you don't want to help, don't stop me from what I'm doing.
Exactly, and that's what they've done the whole time. And, you know, I mentioned Holly Bobo in the beginning of the program, and she was taken when she was 20. She was a nursing student, and she was taken in Decatur County, Tennessee. And it's coming up on 1 year that she's been missing. April 13th is when she went missing. And I think that her parents and her family are kind of, you know, depending on the police help. And I have invited her on the program, but I think that her feelings were just too tender to talk about it, or she just really wants to rely on official help. But I think that what you're doing is so proactive because you recognize that they are not going to do anything for you, that anything that gets done is because you've decided to do it.
But, you know, they may have the type of police officer that is doing more. So, you know, like I said, I would have loved it if I had of been able to depend on the police to take care of Jesse's case the way they should have. And then I could have just stayed back and been the, you know, the worried and concerned mom and just knowing the police were doing all they could. But I didn't have the luxury of knowing that. And I'm always happy to hear of families who do, you know. Like there's a couple of families who I'm going to have on my Blog Talk show just on Friday, both of their loved ones, like two men, different cases completely, no connection, missing in Las Vegas. One is Trevor Morris. His dad, Rick, is going to be on, and he's been missing since May 6th of 2007. And another one is Tony Herrero. His sisters, three sisters are coming on. He's been missing since May 15th, 2010. And both of them have had a really good detective on their case, a really good one. And it was actually in response to a message I got about the police officer on their case, Detective Holly, that made me, I don't know, maybe call it jealous, call it whatever, but it made me think, well, why is this police officer even responding to an email so quickly about maybe calling in on my show when they're going to be a guest? His response was, I can't say I can. I'll see if I can, but I can't say I will. And I'm like, wow, not only did he even say he's going to try, he replied like the same day that message was sent out. I don't get messages years later. So, yeah, they've got, you know, they have no complaints about their police officer.
Wow.
But there's just no evidence.
All righty, we will be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Guest today is Glendine Grant. Her websites are jessiefoster.ca and jessiefoster.blogspot.com. And we will take calls at 800-313-9443. Or if you want to email me, you can email spingola1@yahoo.com. And you were talking about your radio program. Tell us a little bit about that and how that came about.
Well, it came about, it was actually last summer. I was contacted by Kinsley Northam, Kinsley Braun, who she's got the free websites for the missing. She sets up websites and pays for the hosting and everything and for these families. And she contacted me and asked if I wanted to, start doing a small little radio show on Blog Talk. It was with the Dreamcatchers for Abuse Network. They had some, days where they needed to fill. Thought about it, and I said, okay, but then my dad got sick last July, and he was really ill, and he passed away in September, and in the early November, she contacted me again and said, just let us know when you're ready to go, and I said, I think now it's now or never kind of thing, and so they set me up. My first show was November 15th, and it was Tuesdays for an hour, and after a few shows, I thought, an hour was not long enough, so I had to go to 2 hours, but I was getting people like, MP in Canada who's actually has had laws changed in our criminal code. And I've had, people, television celebrities. And then I didn't have control over the show because it was Dreamcatchers. And that's great if I was just doing a little show, but I was starting to get bigger and bigger. And I started my own little network, which meant that now when I sent out notifications, it was going to my social networking, like my Twitter and my Facebook and things. And to me, it just seemed a little better. And then I actually broadened the game to two nights. So I do Tuesdays and Fridays. And I'm in the Pacific time zone, so it's 5:30 to 7:30. And it's just missing and exploited and human trafficking and Jesse and people who don't really get much media attention on their missing cases. They can contact me and we'll get them on. I've actually started producing another show that's on my network that's on Sundays. It's the Army of Angels has the Angels on Air. And, you know, that's with Kathleen Moore and Candy Stevenson, and they co-host Sunday mornings from 7:30 to 8:30 Pacific time. And, you know, it's just amazing. They have some fabulous shows, I'll tell you. Like, they have, like, the policewoman from Broward County. They have the sheriff from that who, you know, they actually have a show about these policewomen. And, you know, this woman works very closely with John Walsh from America's Most Wanted. And this Sunday we actually did the kickoff to the National Child Abuse Prevention Month, Child Abuse Awareness Prevention Month. I think I said it wrong. Anyways, for the month of April, and they had the kickoff on Sunday from down at Folsom Harley-Davidson, where there was, you know, like, over, I think they said about 100 people on motorcycles were sitting to go on the cross-country for kids tour, and that they were riding their bikes from California, Sacramento, California, to Washington, D.C., and then back again. And they'll be back on the 15th. And there's, you know, Mark Klaus is hosting the big gala there for them, for the event prior to them leaving. And, you know, they had a lot of people, big celebrities show support for this. And it's just been amazing. And, you know, it all started because somebody suggested to the founder of the Army of Angels, Kathleen Moore, that, you know, Gwendine is a very strong advocate and up in Canada. If we could get her on board. And then it just went from there. You know, I mean, I know it's a national thing, but I don't think you have to be American to want to bring awareness to child abuse, you know. So, you know, it just brought an international touch to some of it and brings more awareness to Jesse's case, you know.
Sure.
Everything I do, doesn't matter who I help, because it ultimately also helps Jesse. So, you know, I'll do anything that I can, you know, for anybody. And, you know, even after Jesse's found, Jesse can walk in the store right now and I would get her all the help that I can, because I've accumulated a lot of things over the years, including, you know, places that are there to help the victims become survivors. But I'm going to still continue what I do. And then maybe one day Jesse will be beside me doing this too. But, you know, this was sort of handed to me. I didn't choose it. It was handed to me, and it's not anything that I'm just going to give up on. At this point, it's not even just only about Jesse anymore either. You know, it's about all these victims. You know, there's a song out there called 27 Million. There's a new thing that came out. There's only 2.4 million. And people are like, see, I told you there wasn't 27 million. All I can say to that is even one victim is too many, especially if that victim is your kid. So I don't care if it's 20 million or 2 million or 2,000. If there's human trafficking victims still out there in the world today, there's too many of them. And
right.
let's get over the numbers and let's just, you know, deal with, you know, what are we going to do about this?
Right. And, of course, the mainstream media isn't going to cover any of this kind of activity. Mainstream media that we've ever seen, of course, were the two movies that were made, Taken and Human Trafficking. And Mira Sorvino and Donald Sutherland starred in the movie Human Trafficking. That was back in 2005. And
you know, Mira Sorvino is now the the ambassador for the United Nations Human Trafficking.
Which is good.
Yes, very good. Because can you imagine? You know, sometimes people have to have a literal debriefing after things, even such as playing a certain role in a movie, because they are so... they just learn so much and become so deeply involved. And so I can't imagine how she, you know, what she must have actually learned about human trafficking while she was doing that movie, enough to move her to become involved with this, because, you know, her involvement is bringing such a powerful name and such a well-known person, because we need actors, actresses, members of parliament, famous officials. We need those kinds of people there because they're the ones that are bring all the word to so many more people. You know, we have myself, I have a small following. I know that. Jesse has a larger following, but we don't have a following like Nancy Grace or like Dateline or like any of those mainstream. And, you know, until we start getting all of those types of help, you know, there's going to be people. There's people still in Kamloops. We're a little city of 90,000 people. Jesse's been missing for 6 years. I go to high schools. Her story's in the news. We have Miss Canada coming to Kamloops and Jesse's story's in the news. We do all these things. And yet I'll still be at the grocery store or something talking to people. Oh, what's this button? Oh, that's my daughter. She's missing. Oh, my gosh. No. How long have you lived in Kamloops? All my life. What, did you live under a rock, you know? Because she's been on the news. We haven't even gone a year without her being on the news 5 times just in our, you know, between probably more like 15 times if you count newspapers, radio, and television. So right. To me, it's really weird how there's still people right beside you who don't know, you know. And it doesn't matter. I'm there to tell them about it if they don't know about it.
Sure. And you know, the movies, not everybody's seen Taken. And Taken was one that, girl's father was the ex-CIA or something, and he went and saved her and everything. And I think that the human trafficking movie was more realistic.
It was, because the thing about Taken, people say, oh, did you like the movie Taken? And I said, okay, if you're talking about the movie Taken, yeah, that was a good movie. I like suspense movies. But if you're asking me is, oh, my God, did you see the movie Taken? That's just like Jesse. No, because that movie tells you, the first thing it told me was, if you're a human trafficking victim and your dad's an ex-CIA spy who has connections around the world who can help you save your daughter, then you're going to make it. But if you don't, then you're her friend, the one who ended up dead before the end of the movie. So to me, I kind of didn't really like that message. But bottom line is, it raised a lot of awareness to human trafficking. And I am never one to, even if the information isn't all there, as long as it's not completely wrong, it's just another way to raise awareness.
Sure.
And that's what that movie really did. But, yeah, I didn't find, you know, I'm like, oh, great, you know. So since I'm not a CIA spy who can hop a plane to France and gun down some guy and have all these other officers backing me up instead of me being hauled off to, you know, a prison in France, well, you know, that kind of sucked, you know.
Yeah.
But human trafficking, the movie, yes, and it's such a desperate search to find your child, to find this victim going undercover and seeing for yourself, you know.
Yes.
That was a much more accurate movie as far as portraying the truth of it. But I'll tell you, if anybody wants to see it's only a 20-minute video, thank goodness. But a more realistic view on human trafficking, this one's to do with, actually, unfortunately, child sex trafficking. It's called The Fields of Mudain, and it was put out by the University of Florida. And it's used by Crime Stoppers and organizations like Canada Fights Human Trafficking and all these people who are raising awareness to bring awareness to this. It's a story about a young girl who was brought from a foreign country. She is of an Asian descent, and it shows her, forced into child prostitution, and her one dream is that her mom's going to come and save her and take her to America, and everything will be fine.
The Fields of what?
Fields of Mudain, Mudan, and Mudain is the little girl's name.
Okay.
And it shows her and her mom running through the fields, which is where the name came from. But ultimately, in the end, when the little girl is raped for the first time and she has access to look out a window, one of the first things she views out the window is an American flag. She knows she's already in America and that her mother sold her. Now, I'm not saying the mother sold her because her mother hated her. In a lot of cases in poor countries, these girls are sold under false pretenses. There's not a lot of false pretenses for a 5 or 6-year-old, so that's different. But there are also cases where, you know, one story Miss Canada told us about where she met this family in Cambodia, and they had 4 daughters. 3 were there. The oldest wasn't. When they asked where the oldest was, they said, oh, she's, you know, we got given a whole bunch of money if she could go and live with this family and be their maid. and do all this, and this, and then we could have all of our other kids go to school, and all these, well, you know, right off the bat, you know that this family was lied to and their daughter was taken, and, cause, you know, over time you hear things like, yeah, but, you know, we don't always get to be in touch with her, and she, you know, we were told she could come back and we could go see her, and we haven't. So, you know, those, once you start hearing those other things, then you know, you know, obviously that it's a lot more than meets the eye, but unfortunately for this poor, uneducated family, they were completely, in belief that this was for the good. And the truth be told, at that time, to this family, they had a little bit of a better place to live in. Their other three children were going to school, and they were clothed better. So it was hard to really convince them that it was all a lie and under pretenses, because,
right,
you know, they were seeing so much things that they were told was going to happen be true. So it's really sad and really scary how these things happen. But, you know, in a lot of cases, though, you just plain have parents just, you know, not wanting to keep their kids. They just sell their kids, you know. They
right.
just get rid of them. They're offered money, and they take it. And that's horrific, you know.
We do have a caller. Let's take Chris in Las Vegas.
Good morning, Deanna and Gerardine.
Her name's Glendine.
Glendine, my apologies.
That's okay. But, hey, with a name like Glendine, trust me, I don't care. But thank you, Deanna.
Well,
Dina.
Thank you, Glendine, for the work that you're doing on behalf of all children. This is truly a global problem, and unfortunately, there are a great many of our high officios, judiciary, law enforcement, boards of supervisors, all these highly elected officials around America and around the world that are involved in this child sex trafficking scheme, sometimes through the Departments of Family Services or Child Protective Services, under the guises of protecting the children. They take them away from the families, and then once they have no established familial relations, they're free to do with them as they choose to do for their own purient, sexual deviant, and greed-based interests.
Right. And you're familiar with Nancy Schaefer, and she was a former Georgia senator, and she investigated these crimes and whatnot in the Child Protective Services, excuse me, and found that that it was a nationwide apparatus, and that it was corrupt, and the whole system was beyond repair. And she made an announcement. She says, I'm going to announce what I have discovered. And before she could announce it, she shouldn't have said she was going to announce it. She should have just announced it. But she was suicided. Both her and her husband were murdered.
Murdered. And they made it look like a murder-suicide, but, it was obviously a double murder. And that's the thing. Like, the power behind these crimes are so great that you can even have powerful people cases look like they, you know, like it wasn't murder, that it wasn't because of that. But, you know, anybody with a brain, they know. You know, there's no reason in the world why, this would have happened, except that there are people that knew that they were going to be, outed or, you know,
sure,
with their announcement. You know, and it's so huge. And the people that do it, now these people that are involved, like these are, I mean, as if it's not bad enough when we hear about priests and church officials that are involved. But, you know, you've got all these upstanding, so-called upstanding citizens. They've got wives and children, even grandchildren. But in the meantime, you know, they're out there having sex with children behind closed doors. And the last thing these people ever want is to go to jail for it, and to have their family and the public to know that this is the kind of person they are. They have the money to keep themselves protected at all costs, including double murders that can look like a murder-suicide. And, you know, I've had people ask me if I'm afraid. Have I ever been afraid? All I can say about that is no, I haven't been afraid. And if anybody wants to do anything to me, I've made it clear that anything ever happens to me, that's a definite sign that I'm getting too close to Jesse's case. So, you know, I don't live my life in fear that I'm going to say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing. Because, seriously, it's just going to raise more attention. So
sure.
People can think what they want, and it's nothing to do. I'm not a martyr. I'm just a mom who's going to not give up anything to get answers. You know,
right.
And you've heard me say it before. I'm going to find Jesse. I'm going to die trying.
Sure.
Well, all of us
Chris,
that love our
go ahead.
Children as you do, we all understand the torture and pain that you endure daily by the loss of your child and knowing what's happening to her out there, as we all do for our own children and for others. And what you're doing is a marvelous creator-inspired mission that you've taken on in the interest of all. And we really take our hats off and wish you blessings and hope that he does what he can do to bring your child home to you and to save all these children who are being abused by these demonic forces who are ruling the earth and sitting in the high power positions of
okay.
government.
We do have to take a break.
Okay.
Be right back. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it very much.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Today has been Glendine Grant. Her websites are jessiefoster.ca and jessiefoster.blogspot.com. And during the break, I was Jerry Sandusky, who is, we all know about Jerry Sandusky. And he was, Santorum actually nominated him for a special congressional award, what is something that's called Congressional Angels in Adoption Award, after Sandusky was accused. And then, of course, Joe Paterno
his associate all of a sudden got cancer and passed away, which I think is kind of suspicious to me.
Yeah, like I wonder if did he have cancer before all of this, or was it just a suddenly he came, you know, like it. Yeah, it's definitely a case of, you know, if you don't have anybody to say anything, then you really don't have anything to worry about, I guess, you know? And
yeah.
That's a really scary, scary thought to think of how easy we can, you know, get rid of our enemies or the ones that can bring us down.
Sure.
You know?
And I wonder about, you know, well... You know, I wonder about a lot of politicians. We do have another caller. Let's take real quick Werner in New Brunswick. And you got to be real quick, Werner, because we're just about out of time.
Look, my friend Marianne Hennen, she had to leave Long Island because she had become an advocate for children that were removed from the caring parents and were being given to the abuser. And one case especially was with Dr. Rebecca Carley. You know, all the whistleblowers. This
uh-huh.
is one way how they try to break them down, by removing the children and give them to the sexual abuser.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed.
And
yes.
Or they put them into foster homes where they, according to the statistics, they have about a six-fold more likelihood of being sexually abused than with their own parents.
Right, which is what Nancy Schaefer said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as I say, this is so horrible, but I have been confronted over the years many times with situations where they wanted to set me up, you know, and I found it so disgusting. So I finally was being told in no uncertain terms that I never would become an accepted member of the community if I wouldn't
wow.
do that.
Wow. Well,
and this might have an idea how many skeletons are in the closets of the so-called honorable citizens.
That's right. They need to be vetted. If they're not vetted completely, just like, say, you're, you know, potential president, then, you know, you'll never find out everything about these people.
But then...
Are you from New Brunswick, Canada, like from our province? Are you from...
I'm calling here from the East Coast, from New Brunswick.
Because I'm going to be in Moncton on the 19th. What city are you in?
Well, I'm not a city. I live out in the countryside. It's a small village called Petticoatiac, outside the village of Petticoatiac.
Well, because I've been invited to do a human trafficking presentation for the city of Moncton later this month. So that's, you know,
some of the people in authority, they want to do some grandstanding, you know, so nobody suspects anything. But yeah.
All righty. Werner, Glendine, we've run out of time.
Thank you so much, Glendine,
Glendine, for being on the program today.
Anytime. You know that. Thank you.
Yeah.
All
righty.
Thanks,
thank bye-bye. You. Bye-bye. Talk to you tomorrow, listeners.